This year, for the first time ever, a European city of culture is located in the Arctic Circle. Bodø in northern Norway, a place where all the taxis are Teslas, and the busiest location is the harbour, from where ferries serve islands, inlets and tiny jetties deep into the north, many of which will host Year of Culture events. As well as the events, the exhibitions, the performances and the music commissions you'd expect, Bodø's year also focuses on the precarious cultures and ecologies of this part of the world, with events flagging the art of the Sami peoples of the Nordland region, as well as projects focusing on fish and seabird decline, not to mention the legacy of the region's most famous, most perplexing writer, Nobel Prize-winning Nazi Knut Hamsun. And we'll be heading deeper into the Arctic to visit the Hamsun homeland and the museum to his difficult legacy later in the week. But we begin with one of the less controversial stars of the year, the eider duck. At a symposium earlier this month called The Sound of Silence, ornithologists, environmentalists and local schoolchildren parleyed and later paraded in seabird masks to focus attention on the sonic implications of declining seabird populations. There too, ready to make a point in music, Kulturfarl met activist and musician Kira Evans-Lind.
So hello everyone, I'm Kira, that's Norwegian for Kieran. And we're at Bodø, the European Capital of Culture 2024. What I got here in front of me is an instrument that it's based on a traditional tool. On the coast of Norway, they use a harp for cleaning eiderdown. So it's you place the down on top of the strings, and then you rub the strings, and all the impurities fall off the down. So we thought it would be tremendous if we just put on a couple of microphones and tuning pegs and better strings and see what it sounds like, this harp. So that's what we got here now.
The harp, it's not like an Irish harp. It's not a curvy thing. It's more like a cupboard door with strings across it, maybe.
Exactly. So it's a very rudimentary setup, but it sounds pretty good. So if you're all up for it, you can... You might have a listen to it now.
Finding some eider down with it.
We tried. It was a horrendous catastrophe. So the next harp version, which we will try to actually make a harp that can both sound well and do the work.
Have you tried the non-musical version? Have you done some work with the feathers?
Obviously, I tried to clean the down and got some notion of the technique and what it feels like when it's all rough and unrefined, and the tremendous feel of it when it's all clean and light and soft and warm. It's really, really an amazing material. So the influence of the piece, the rhythm there, it's based on the particularities of the eider ducks. So when they go nesting, the female go nesting, they come ashore, both of them, male and female, and then they go looking for a house, and people actually build houses for them, for the female to nest in, and they go around and they're really picky, searching for the correct house, and it's always the female who chooses. And when the female has chosen her home, the male is done with his job. So he's off, he's free, he can go off to the sea with his pals, do nothing, leaving his wife there on a nest. And I imagine that when it's all done there, you know, going down to the sea, he's very happy with himself, very manly, very duckly, and it just goes. So that sort of duck walk was the inspiration for it. Yeah.
So the ducks are feeling the blues as well, though.
Oh, definitely they do. Yeah.
So when you're not playing the Eider harp, what do you do?
I'm a director at the World Heritage Center. So that's the main job. And building this harp was part of a project a couple of years back when we was trying to show this harping tradition and bring it to a larger audience. We needed an artifact that could put up a bit of a show. And we came up with this idea and it works really well.
There does seem to be a connection, I mean, in this conference here and in general, that the way to understand seabirds is through sound, that sound is such a dominant part of how we experience them.
It's really important, for instance, at Vega, the soundscape from the birds is an integrated part of identity, of how people feel at home. So if being threatened with the prospect of no bird sounds at all, because the dwindling numbers are there, then what would it feel like to live on those islands in spring? If no birds come, there's no bird song, there's no... What's the sound of your place?
And are we getting closer to that silence?
We are, and at least all the numbers are showing a horrible decline in number of seabirds nationwide and actually in the whole of Europe. And the whole idea with this symposium is that we need to do something. We need to try to target this and address it and talk with politicians and policymakers and try everything we can to change that direction.
And we'll have more from the world of the Eider next time with sheep farmer turned million-selling author James Rebanks, whose latest writing project stems from time spent among the Eider Stuarts of the Arctic Ocean.